We're holding in Parshat Vayera, Ben Ishchai, Hilchot Tefillin, in which he's going to give us an introduction about Hilchot Tefillin. We're going to read part of the introduction. We're not going to see the whole introduction. And then we'll proceed to talk about the Hilchot of Tefillin more specifically. Look on page Yud-Tet, Daf Yud-Tet, Parshat Vayera. In the second column, it starts with the words Nimtza. Nimtza, it comes out, after the Ben Ishchai was talking about Milah, Brit Milah, he's now going to tie it into Halachot Tefillin. Nimtza, b'mitzvat ha-Milah, it comes out that in the mitzvat ha-Milah, shehi b'shmini, that this mitzvah is on the eighth day. Mitkaimim shamayim va'aretz, the heavens and earth receive sustenance, receive existence based on that. Ve'yadua, and it is known ki mitzvat ha'tefillin hi doma le'mitzvat ha'mila. The mitzvah of tefillin is similar to the mitzvah of brit milah. Lefi sheshnehem nikraim ot, both of them are called a sign. They're called a pact. Shehem shnei edim shel Yisrael, shehem chelek v'nachalat Hashem. These two mitzvot, Brit Milah and Tefillin, are testimony that we are belonging, that we belong to the portion of the Almighty. Umushubadim elav, and that we are subjugated to Him. Brit Milah and Tefillin. Lekach gam b'mitzvah Tefillin yesh mispar shmona. Therefore, you find that the mitzvah of Tefillin also has the concept of eight. Milah has the concept of eight, and Tefillin, as he's going to explain, has the concept of eight as well. Kmo shamu b'menachot, daf mem dalad amud bet, as they have said in the Gemara, menachot mem dalad amud bet, kol she'eno maniach tefillin, anyone that does not wear tefillin, over b'shmona aseh, he transgresses eight positive mitzvot. V'ayim kayem, harei ze kiyem shmona aseh, and one who puts on tefillin, a person who puts on tefillin even for a minute or two, he's fulfilling eight mitzvot aseh. So therefore, the number eight ties into the mitzvah of tefillin. V'gam ba yesh kiyum shamayim va'aretz, in tefillin as well, there is existence of heavens and earth. Dekatav b'sefer aspakla miriyah, it's brought in the book aspakla miriyah. The arba parshiot shebetefillin, there are four parshiot in tefillin. Kadesh, which is found in Shmot Yud Gimel, Pasuk Aleph through Yud. Vaya keviyacha is Shmot Yud Gimel as well, Pasuk Yud Aleph till Tedvav. Shma, which is in Dvarim Vav, Pasuk Dalet through Tet. And Vaya im Shemoa, which is in Dvarim Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel through Chaf Aleph. So there are four parshiot brought down in the tefillin. Your tefillin, if you look at the Sharosh, you'll see it easier, it's separated into four compartments. Each one of those compartments receives one of these parshiyot. In the Tefillin Sheyal, it looks like one box, but in reality, it's a long parchment that has all of these four parshiyot written on it. So each one of the Tefillin Sherosh and Tefillin Sheyal, each one have these parshiyot. Now, says the Ben Ishchai, the Katab b'Sefer Aspaklal Yamira, the arba parshiyot sheba Tefillin, the four parshiyot, the four portions that are written and placed in the tefillin, him keneged arba otiyot shem havaya. They coincide with the four letters of the name of the Almighty. Kadosh Baruch Hu's name is spelled Yud, and then Hey, Vav, and then again at the end Hey. We'll call that Yud Kei Vav Kei. So the parshiyot in tefillin coincide with the name of the Almighty Yud Kei Vav Kei. V'arba batim keneged arba otiyot shem aleph dalet nun yud, and the four compartments all coincide with the name of the Almighty, which is aleph dalet nun yud. Sounds like the word Amunai. V'yadua ki min otiyot shem havaya, and it is known, says the Ben Ishchai, from the words of yud kei vav kei nimshach chiyut v'kiyum lashamayim, sustenance and existence is given to the heavens. Umotiyot shem aleph dalet nun yud, and from the letters aleph dalet nun yud nimshach chiyut v'kiyum la'aretz, sustenance is given to the earth. So each portion of the world, the heavens and the earth, receive sustenance from a different part of the Almighty's name. Yud kei vav kei gives sustenance to the heavens. Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud gives sustenance to the earth. And therefore it says in the Pasuk, Ezrenu b'shem Hashem, help us with the name of the Almighty. Oseh shamayim v'aretz, he who gives sustenance to heavens and earth. But the Pasuk is saying the name of the Almighty gives sustenance to the heavens and earth. Dahainu, this is to say, Kiktivato, as it is written, Shu shem yud shem havaya, yud kei vav kei. When you see, when you pray Shmona Yisrael, you pray, you say brachot, you look inside, you see the letters are yud kei vav kei, but we pronounce it Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. We pronounce it Amonai. So it's written in one fashion, but it's read in a different fashion. Ukriato shu shem Amonai oser rotzel lomar mitaken. So the pasuk is telling us, Ezrenu b'shem Hashem, help us, give sustenance with through the name of the Almighty, the names of the Almighty. Oseh shamayim ba'aretz, give sustenance to the heavens and earth. Ubeze yuvan, and with this is understood, im lo briti yomam v'layla, if my covenant is not kept day and night, chukot, the laws shamayim va'aretz lo samti, the laws of heavens and earth I will not place, meaning I will not give existence to the world. V'hu diyadua, and it is known that tefillin nikru chok, tefillin are called an ordinance, they're called a chok. Tedarish Rabbi Yossi Aglili be'eruvin, Rabbi Yossi Aglili learned out in Eruvin, Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Bet, v'shamarta ha'chukah hazot, you shall keep this ordinance. What is he talking about? Al mitzvat ha'tefillin. It's talking about tefillin. So chok, when it says the word chok, it's referring here to tefillin. And therefore the Pasuk says, let's translate it now, says the Ben Ish Chai, im lo briti yomam v'layla, if you do not keep my ordinance day and night, which mitzvah do we keep 24 hours a day? That's brit milah, zoha milah. That's a mitzvah that does not leave us 24 hours a day. Shekavua ba'adam, it is set on the person bayamim u'balelot, day and night. Ve'gam chukot, and you continue the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, im lo briti, if you not keep my pact, yomam v'layla, day and night, that's referring to the brit milah. Chukot shamayim v'aretz, then the ordinances of day and night, lo samti, I will not give existence to. Now what is chok referring to? Ve'gam chukot, hem tefillin shel rosh. Those are referring to the tefillin. Shenikru chok. They are called a chok. As shamayim va'aretz lo samti. Then, if you do not keep the brit milah, and you do not keep the tefillin, then the Almighty says, I will not give existence to the heavens and the earth. So when a person realizes the importance of the kedusha of the brit milah, and the kedusha of the tefillin, he realizes that the connection it has to giving sustenance to the heavens and earth. Halacha Aleph. Mitzvah tefillin chamura me'od. The mitzvah of tefillin is very strict. Umi she'eno maniach tefillin, and a person who does not place tefillin, mechamat she'amitzvah ena chashuva be'enav, because the mitzvah is not important in his eyes. Meaning, he doesn't put on tefillin. Why? He doesn't feel it's important. It's not worth my time to go ahead and take 3 minutes of my day to put on tefillin. Nikra'im poshei Yisrael begufo. He has a name that appears very, very rarely in the Torah, which is poshei Yisrael begufam. Those are people who sin with their body. Has a certain, it's given a category. Why? Because the sin that he's doing is with his body. It's affecting also the depths of his body. Ditmar alayu bagmara, it said about them in the Gemara, davar kashe umar meod, it said about them very stringent things. Va'od amar Rav Sheshet, Rav Sheshet said, kol sheno maniach tefillin, anyone who does not wear tefillin, over b'shmona aseh, transgresses 8 mitzvot aseh. V'hem ha'ot l'Yisrael, and the tefillin is a sign, a pact for Am Yisrael. V'tzarich sheyichaven ha'adam b'hanachatam, and a person should have in mind when he's placing them, she'tzivanu ha'kadosh baruch hu b'arba parshiot elu, that the Almighty commands us with these 4 parshiot that are inside the tefillin, sheyesh behem yichud shemo. Firstly, they have yichud shemo, the oneness of the Almighty. Before you put on your tefillin, you should have in mind for a moment that I am now going to fulfill a mitzvah that is going to testify to the oneness of the Almighty. Now for us it's a little difficult because we come from the microwave, instant, you know, drive-by, get your food generation. Everything is instant. And we have to realize that there is certain things that we actually have to pay attention to. It's hard to fathom such a thing, but we do have to, our thought process does make a difference. If you sit there a moment, the time it takes you to clean your glasses and think about the fact that I'm putting on tefillin and I'm going to testify about the oneness of the Almighty, it's the difference between being in the front row of a great orchestra or being in the bleachers up in the $10 seats. That's how much different your mitzvah is. So the first thing you have to think about is the oneness of the Almighty. At Yitziat Mitzrayim, right, leaving of Egypt, La'nicham al hazrua keneged halev, we put the tefillin on our arm, on our muscle, coinciding with the heart, V'al harosh keneged hamoach, and on your head, where your brain is. Kedei shenizkor nisim v'niflo she'asa imanu, so we shall remember the miracles that the Almighty did for us. It's amazing. The Almighty has like a system that He created that keeps us going. It's like a rechargeable battery. Every day, before you start your day, you put on your tefillin and you remember the oneness of the Almighty and you remember that He's the miracles that He's done for you, and then you go out and you do your trading in the stocks on Wall Street. So your outlook on life is much different. Shehem morim al yichudo v'asher lo hakoach, these testify to His oneness and that He is the Almighty. V'hamimshala be'elyonim u'betachtonim, and He rules the upper spheres and the lower spheres. La'asot b'yom kirtzono, that He has the power to do what He wants. V'yishabed l'kadosh baruch hu neshama, and one should subjugate his neshama to the Almighty. Shibamoach, in his mind, in his head. V'gam et halev, and also his heart, he should subjugate to the Almighty. The main desires that we have and our thoughts, processes, come from our heart. When you desire something, it comes from your heart. Therefore, the tefillin is like a defense mechanism. It's a protection. It keeps you going in the right place. And through this, he will remember his creator, and he will limit his pleasures to what he needs to serving the Almighty. Now, a moment about tefillin. Tefillin is one of the basic mitzvot that one should be doing when he's starting his process of becoming religious. Meaning a Baal Teshuvah that is starting his process of becoming religious, one of the basic things that he should be doing, or that he should accept upon himself, is tefillin. It's a mitzvah that takes not a lot of time to fulfill the mitzvah. To fulfill the mitzvah, what do you have to do? You put on your tefillin on your hand. You wrap them, as we say. We're going to learn in a few more. We're going to learn further in the Ben Ishchai. You say the bracha. You tie it, wrap it properly, put it on your head. You say Shema, and you fulfill the mitzvah. That shouldn't take you more than 3.5, 4, 5 minutes. In the beginning, you don't know how to tie correctly, so you end up stopping your blood pressure and getting this red, you know, this tingling feeling in your fingers. I see like people when they first come to yeshiva. They have these line marks on their arm, their forearm. They just look like they were, you know, donated blood, and their whole, but it doesn't have to be that way. I remember when we were in yeshiva, our Rav used to always tell us this. He used to say, "Why do you guys tie your tefillin so tight? Your hands are gonna pop off." Right, so it doesn't take so much time. It takes a few minutes to do it, and that level of the mitzvah is very, very great. Halacha. Halacha bet. Achar shelavash hatalit yeniach tefillin miyad. After one has placed on the talit, you should place the tefillin right away. The Ben Ishchai in Halacha Vav is going to explain to us more about the significance of this. But the order is talit, then tefillin. So how are we doing it? You will wake up in the morning, put on your talit katan on your body, go to Bet Knesset, make a bracha on your talit gadol, put on your tefillin. That's the order, says the Ben Ishchai. Kodem parshat ha'akedah. Ideally, you should put on your tefillin before parshat ha'akedah. Why is this so? Kedei shiyu ala bishat kriyat shema de korbanot. Shiyi chiyuv. The Ben Ishchai says, so that the tefillin are on you when you say the kriyat shema, in korbanot, in the beginning of the tefillah, there's a portion called korbanot. Over there, there's Shema Yisrael. You should ideally put your tefillin on before that, so that you say the Shema at that point with your tefillin, because Shema and tefillin go together. It says the parsha of Shema in the tefillin, and in the tefillin also it talks about placing, doing the mitzvah. Therefore, it's ideal when you're already saying that parsha to have the tefillin on. V'amur rabotenu zal, our sages have said, kol ha-korek kriyat shema belo tefillin, anyone who reads the kriyat shema without tefillin, kilu me'id edut sheker latzmo. It is as if he is testifying falsely about himself. Because what does the parsha of shema talk about? The mitzvah of tefillin. So you're sitting there and testifying about the greatness of tefillin and the dedication, and you have this all in mind, and you're not fulfilling it. So therefore, the Gemara says, talks about it, that a person should make an effort to wear the tefillin in Kriyat Shema. Now, this is one of those halachot that we have to categorize exactly. This is not a halacha in the sense that if a person doesn't fulfill it, or a person needs to fulfill in every situation. In a pressing situation, for example, let's say a person has a ride to his work that leaves at 7. And it arrives to Bet Knesset and he's going to be praying in his job. It arrives to the Bet Knesset at 7:30. By the time he gets there, he does not have time to say Korbanot. So he has to say them in the car. And he can't wear his tefillin in the car. So therefore, he says Korbanot and includes the Shema, even though he's not wearing the tefillin. It's okay. So this is only the Chatchila, meaning even though it sounds in the Ben Ish Chai that it's a Chiyuv, that you have to say Korbanot and the Kriyat Shema with your tefillin, nevertheless, it is a L'chatchila dim. There are poskim upon who to rely on, and Chacham Ovadia is of this opinion as well. It's the Dagul Mirvava, the Nodab Yehuda, in Siman Memvav. Rabbi Akiva Eger holds similarly about this, that this that it says that in the Gemara, that he testifies falsely about himself if he's wearing tefillin, if he's saying Kriyat Shema and not wearing tefillin, is talking about the Shema that comes later on in the prayer, the one before Amidah. That one you should make a strong effort to have tefillin on when saying it. But the one before Baruch Shamal, the Shema Yisrael in Korbanot, is Alechat Chiladin. Alecha Gimel. Kefi seder ha-bchinot ha-elyonot she-romzim lehem ha-tzitzit va-tfilin, coinciding with the upper spheres that tzitzit and tefillin represent. Tzitzit represents something in the upper spheres, and tefillin represents something in the upper spheres. They each have their own effect. They each have their own effect. Tzarich la'aniach ha-tzitzit kodem ha-tfilin. You have to put on your tzitzit first, and then you put on your tefillin. V'ameniach tefillin kodem, and one who places tefillin before his tzitzit, to'e, is making a mistake. V'alav ne'emar, and about him is said in the Gemara in Baba Kama, batar dekshishna ledar deki. With this, the Gemara is talking about that now that we have grown old, we follow children, meaning first the older people follow the young children. That's not the right order. The right order is that the young children are supposed to follow the elders. So here, what are you doing? When a person is putting on tefillin first and then puts on talit, this is the Ben Ish Chai's way of explaining to us that al-pi Kabbalah, he's mixing up the order in the heavens. You know, he's sort of creating like computer overloads. You put in the information too much at one shot, and it's sort of the system gets a little misconstrued. So in a similar vein, this, I guess if the Ben Ish Chai was talking today with computers, he would say it's something to that extent. V'apuskim asu siman ladavar, and the halachic authorities made a sign for it. V'haya tufim lelavan v'akshurim leYaakov. The pasuk there is talking about something in different, but the Ben Ish Chai calls it a remez. It's a siman. It's a sign. Literally, the pasuk is talking about the sheep, that the late-bearing ones went to Lavan and the early-bearing ones went to Yaakov. But the Ben Ish Chai says, first it says atufim, the ones that are wrapped, meaning talit. V'levan, v'akshurim, and the ones that are tied, that's tefillin, the Yaakov. So first you wrap yourself with talit, and then you tie yourself with the tefillin. Odamru, furthermore, there's another remez. The Ben Ish Chai is saying us, listen, if you don't understand example number one, and example number two, here's a real easy one for you. Odamru, sof tzitzit, Taf. The end, last letter of tzitzit is taf. Shurosh tevat tefillin, which is the first letter of tefillin. So after you finish your tzitzit, then you go to your tefillin. Val ken, tzitzit roshe tevot. If you take the letters of tzitzit, they spell out tzadi yud, taf. Tziva Hashem, tzitzit, yanichu techila. The Almighty commanded you to put on tzitzit first. So the Ben Ish Chai is stressing in a very clear way, with a nice pop-up that appears on your screen, first put on your talit. What if a person did not know this or acted differently, says the Ben Ish Chai? Katafti b'tshuva, dim haya lovesh tefillin bli talit gadol, if one was wearing a tefillin. For example, he did not have his talit gadol. He couldn't get his hands on one. So he put on his tefillin. They have nothing to do with each other in a sense. Meaning, if you have one and you don't have the other, it doesn't mean you shouldn't do either of them. It's not an all or nothing deal. You put on your tefillin and you didn't have your talit. But what happens afterwards you receive your talit? Delayalo. Afterwards, they brought you your talit. Says the Ben Ish Chai, what should you do? Tzarich she'achlotz ha'tefillin. Listen to the importance of it al-pi Kabbalah. You should afterwards take off your tefillin that you are wearing. Yilbash tzitzit. Wrap yourself properly with the talit. V'yaniach ha'tefillin acharav. And then you place the tefillin on yourself. Bilo bracha. After, without a bracha. So you are wearing your tefillin. And then, and you didn't have your talit. And someone goes ahead and does what? And says, hey, here's a talit for you. What should you do, says the Ben Ish Chai? Take off your tefillin, put on your talit with a bracha, then go ahead and put on your tefillin again without a bracha. Halacha dalet. Hamanichin ha-talit v'kis ha-tefillin letoch kis echad. Those who place the talit, the garment of the talit, v'kis ha-tefillin and the pouch of the tefillin letoch kis echad. They put it in one package, in one compartment, in one bag. Yizaher. Le'aniach kis ha'tefillin min hatzad shel ha'talit. You should make every effort. Yizaher. Let's start to pick up on the lashonot of the Ben Ish Chai. Yizaher means what? You should try and make an effort to be stringent about this point. To place the bag of the talit, the tefillin, on the side. Yizaher le'aniach kis ha'tefillin min hatzad shel ha'talit. De'im yanichenu le'mala min ha'talit. If you place the tefillin on top of the talit, what's going to happen? Nimtza pogea b'tefillin tchila kodem atalit. What ends up happening is that when you stick your hand into your bag, or however it is you're holding, you have your things together, your tefillin and talit together, and you touch the tefillin first. So now, ideally, what are you supposed to put on first? Your talit. And what do you do? What do you have tangibly in your hand first? The tefillin. So what are you going to do with the tefillin? You're going to say, no, I'm not interested in you right now. I'm going to put you aside and I'm going to go to the talit. That's disrespectful to the mitzvot. You can't pass over on a mitzvah like that. So the Ben Ish Chai says, you should put the tefillin in the corner where you won't bump into the tefillin first, but you will bump into the talit first. V'im yanichenu lemata min ha-talit. And if you place it on the bottom of the talit, right? So I have a great idea, says the Ben Ish Chai. Let's put the talit on top and the tefillin on the bottom. En ze kavod ha-tefillin. It's not respectful to the tefillin. The kedushato chamura min ha-talit. The holiness, the kedusha of the tefillin is on a higher level, so it's not respectable to put the tefillin on the bottom. The af agav shumunach toch hakis ve'eno begalui, even though the tefillin are in a bag and they're closed up, im kozeh yesh lahakpid. Nevertheless, you should be stringent. Shelo yelaniach ha-talit. You should not place them under the talit. Lekach yenichenu min hatzad. Therefore, you should place them on the side. Kedei shelo yifga bo b'tchila. So you don't bump into the tefillin first. Now, says the Ben Ish Chai, what happens if you do bump into them first? You stuck your hand in and you did touch the tefillin first. Ve'im nizdamen shepaga b'tefillin tchila. Let's say a person did place the he did touch the tefillin first. Then what happens? Does not necessarily mean that because of that you should go ahead and put on your tefillin first. Because like we have said, the highest you go from the lowest level and you work your way up. Ma'alin ba'kodesh, you always elevate yourself in kedusha. In general, it's not just halacha, it's also hashkafa. A person should always strive to elevate himself in kedusha. In every sense, you should always look to improve your standing in the eyes of the Almighty. For example, I'll give you a side example. When we were in kindergarten, so you learn Chumash. So they teach you the story of Moshe Rabbeinu hitting the rock. You have a story. Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, don't hit the rock. Pretty clear cut. No ifs, ands, or buts. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not necessarily have a problem conveying his opinion. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes to the rock, and our teacher tells us, Moshe Rabbeinu was so upset, you know what he did? He hit the rock. I think it's a great idea. Let's just hit the rock. So that's great. In kindergarten, we come home, and we say, Abba, he hit the rock, and he got in trouble. Or Yosef and the Achim. Right? Yosef and the brothers, the tribes. Yaakov Avinu gave him a nice coat, and therefore they wanted to kill him. What is this over here? A soap opera? You know, they threw him in a pit. Reuven comes back and they sold him. because of this nice fancy coat he has. They were jealous of him. We're talking about the foundations of Judaism. What we have stems from the Kedusha. There's obviously something that's much deeper than that. You always have to Malim Bakodesh. You can't stay with that train of thought in that aspect as well. So here the Ben Ish Chai says, in regards to tefillin, is a similar. Now what happens if a person does bump into the tefillin first? Nevertheless, lo mipnei kach yitzarich laniach tefillin kodem shiitatef batzitzit. Not because of this will a person have to put on his tefillin first. Ela gam bekahai gavna shepaga betefillin tchila, but rather also in this situation when a person did bump into the tefillin first, yizaher lidbosh atalit kodem atefillin. You should make a point to go ahead and put on your talit first, and then put on your tefillin. Halacha hey. Bazoha Kadosh, we're going to only read a few lines of this. When a halacha that starts with a Zoha Kadosh, you should already start to get your pencils ready that we're going to stop in the middle. Bazoha Kadosh, Hiflig Ma'od, Beshevach HaMagia Leotze MiBeto Meutaf BeTzitzit. In the Zoha Kadosh, the Holy Zohar, it speaks wondrous and amazing things about one HaMagia Leotze MiBeto, one who leaves his house, Meutaf BeTzitzit, wrapped with tzitzit, umuchtar b'tfilin, and crowned with tfilin, ve'olech lebet ha'kneset. And he leaves his house in this situation with talit and tfilin, and he walks into the bet kneset, ve'omer b'petach pasuk, and he says on the pasuk, v'ani berov chastecha. He says the pasuk of v'ani berov chastecha. U'mitzvah zo, says the Ben Ish Chai, kodemet le'mitzvat asara rishonim. This mitzvah of putting on your talit and tefillin at home takes precedence over appearing in Bet Knesset one of the first 10. Meaning, a person who comes to Bet Knesset and he's one of the first ten, he has the credit of all the Bet Knesset, everybody that comes after him. The first 10 that come into Bet Knesset have the credit of everybody that comes after them. Says the Ben Ish Chai, the one who puts on his tefillin and talit at home and walks out of his doorstep like that and walks into Bet Knesset and says this pasuk is on a higher level than that. So if you have to choose between the two, for whatever reason, you won't have time to put on your tefillin at home. And if you do that, you will miss your being the first 10. You should put on your tefillin at home. It has a higher level, says the Ben Ish Chai. ומצווה זו קודמת למצוות עשרה ראשונים, כמו שכתוב בשאר הכוונות הרבנו אריזל. As Arizal has brought down. The Chida, I'll just tell you a little bit of the significance of coming to Bet Knesset with your Talit and Filin. The Chida brings in Ma'arechet Tzitzit, he has a book where he talks about, it's called Dvash Lefi, Ma'arechet Tzitzit, Siv Katan Chavchet. This is what he says. Kshahadam mitatef betzitzit, when a person wears tzitzit, v'yotze mipetach beto, and he leaves the entrance of his house, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sameach, the Almighty is happy. That in itself should make us jump for joy. The Almighty is happy with something that I do. U'malach HaMashchit Zaz Misham, and the destroying angel, the angel that causes havoc and destroys, moves away from that house and moves away from that person. V'nitzal HaAdam Mikol Nezik Mikol Mashchit, a person is saved and protected from hard comings or things that go wrong. Amar Rabbi Noah, he said, Ani Me'id, I testify, Shemi Sheyotze Midelet Beto, one who walks out of his house with Talit and Tefillin, B'tzitzit U'Tefillin, B'Reisha, Hashchina Mufi'a Sham, the Almighty appears to him. Ve'od Shnei Malachim Melavin Oto, and two more angels follow him, Le'Bet Knesset, U'Mikatreg Echad, and the following him as well is this evil angel that brings curse or brings trouble. Achav, they're all following him in back. V'arkochach oneh amen lebirkotav. When the angels bless him, and this evil angel, against his will, has to say amen. Which is basically like saying, we're subduing the most powerful evil forces. Just by walking out of your house with talit and tefillin. Like that. The Ben Ish Chai talks about, the Ben Ish Chai brings it b'kitzur. Halchavav. Al-edei, now, again, halacha vav as well is a halacha that gets involved a lot with Kabbalah. I'm going to read it and explain partially. We're not going to get into it very deep, just because I want you to see the significance of the order of how Talit and Tefillin work together and Brachot work together. But we're not going to delve into all the points being spoken about over here. Al-Edei Atifat HaTalit, through wearing the Talit, Nitkan Chitzoniyut De'olam HaYitzira. The world of Yitzira is fixed, is perfected, gains sustenance from you putting on your Talit. Al-Edei HaBracha Shel HaTalit, through your bracha, nesa or makif d'olam ha'yitzira. When you make the bracha, you create what's called an or makif. We spoke about that. It's a kedusha, a light that surrounds the person, and your bracha fills in that light in that place. That is level. Let's call it level number 3. Va'alidei tefillin shel yad nitkan olam ha'biriya. When you put on your tefillin shel yad, you fix, you perfect, you give sustenance to the world of briya, which is level 2. Al-Edei HaBracha, Nesa Or Makif, Olam HaBriya. When you make the bracha, then you create that Or Makif, that light of Olam HaBriya. Al-Edei Tefillin Shel Rosh, which is the highest level, Nitkam Olam HaTzilut. Olam HaTzilut is the highest level, level 1, that creates sustenance for the world of Atzilut. Now, what about the bracha? We have Talit, blessing. That's one compartment. Tefillin Shel Yad, blessing. That's the second compartment. They all receive sustenance. It goes up in levels. And then you have the highest level, which you put on your tefillin shel rosh, but where's your bracha? Says Ibn Ishchai. V'hine, b'tefillin shel rosh, yesh omrim, she'tzrich levarech bracha b'fnei atzma. There are those opinions, the Gaonim say, that you have to make a bracha on your tefillin shel rosh. Kedei la'asot or makif te'olam ha'atzilut. In order to create this sustenance in the highest level, you must say a bracha. There are opinions that say, "V'yesh omrim de or makif de olam atzilut, en banu koach lasoto al edenu elo nesem me'elav." And the Ben Ish Chai says, and there are those opinions that say, in Kabbalah, that we do not have the strength, the power, to tap into that source by making a bracha. Therefore, it happens on its own. It happens on its own. And therefore they say, you should not make a bracha on tefillin shel rosh. V'ashkenazim mevarchim al tefillin shel rosh. Minhag Ashkenaz is to make a bracha on tefillin shel rosh. Gam ken, kesvarat ha-geonim, like the geonim hold. V'anachnu bnei ha-sfaradim, and we, b'sfaradim, mevarchim achat. We make one bracha only on your tefillin shel yad. A tefillin shel yad davka, kesvarat ha-rif, as the rif holds. When you put on your tefillin shel yad, before you make the bracha, you have in mind, this bracha is for tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. That is the opinion of the Rif. When you learn the sugyot, when you learn the gemara, it appears as just a machloket in the poskim. Some authorities say this way, some authorities say this way. The svara is to be leaned in a bracha. But the Ben Ish Chai, why are we learning this halacha? Why are we going through this halacha? I'm showing you that what seems from the outside as a machloket haposkim, really in Kabbalah, has strong roots. And there's a current, an underlying current in Kabbalah that's pushing one way, and it, so to speak, happens to be that the pshat goes that way. It's directed from the Kadosh Baruch Hu this way. They work together. The Pshat and the Kabbalah work together. We just don't know that sometimes. This is a perfect example to point out how the Pshat says, Safek Brachot La'akel, argument in Brachot, don't make a Bracha, have it in mind. And you could close the book with that. The power of the Ben Ish Chai is showing us, when you delve a little deeper, the Kabbalah tells you, you should just know that parenthesis of Safek Brachot La'akel, let me just tell you, there's a big reason to do that. The Bracha comes, the blessing of Olam Atzilut Tov Sherosh comes down on its own. That's not brought down. That's already a different realm. And you see how they both work together. Ach nechaven b'bracha zo al tefillin shel rosh gam ken shehu lefanenu b'shat ha-bracha al tefillin shel yad. You should have in mind the tefillin shel rosh when you place your tefillin shel yad. When you make the bracha. Miu. Im efsik be tefillin shel yad tefillin shel rosh. When a person did stop between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh for something that was not connected to tefillin, he answered a phone, he asked a score in the sports game, he put on his tefillin shel yad, and somebody came in excited and said, you know what happened? Your favorite team won the Super Bowl. And he spoke about it. So then what does he do? He goes in and makes another bracha on tefillin shel rosh. בדבר דחשיב הפסק, in regards to something that is considered הפסק, אז יברך על תפילין של ראש. A person should make a ברכה על תפילין של ראש in that case. And what does he say? אשר קדישנו מצוותיו וציוונו על מצוות תפילין. Person says this ברכה, ברוך אתה השם, לכל מלך העולם, אשר קדישנו מצוותיו וציוונו על מצוות תפילין. This is only in a case when you stopped in between תפילין של יד and תפילין של ראש. Otherwise, you put on תפילין של יד and you say beforehand, להניח תפילין. וכן אין לאדם תפילין של יד. And also, if a person does not have tefillin shel yad, all he has, kim rak tefillin shel rosh, what should he do? Yevarech alav al mitzvat tefillin. He should make the bracha al mitzvat tefillin. All he has, it's two separate mitzvot. You have only tefillin shel rosh. Somehow, your tefillin shel yad became pasul, or chas v'shalom, they got lost. What do? You don't put on tefillin shel rosh? Absolutely not. You put on tefillin shel rosh, what bracha do you make? Al mitzvat tefillin. V'yaduahu, says the Ben Ish Chai, and is known, just to leave us with a nice little taste of Kabbalah, says the Ben Ish Chai, Ki min ha-shamayim hishivu l'Rabbeinu Yaakov mitroyesh, that from the heavens they answered, Rabbi Yaakov mitroyesh, ve'et briti hakim et Yitzchak. I will fulfill my covenant with Yitzchak. Who is Yitzchak? Rabbi Yitzchak al-Fasi. They revealed to him in a dream that the halakha is with the Rif, not to make a bracha. וגם לרבנו אריזה לא מצינו שכריע בפירוש על הסברות הנזכרות של הריף ושל הגאונים. We did not find in the words of the Arizal how he determined this מחלוקת. ורק זכר שתי הסברות, he brought both of them, הוא פירש טעמם מנימוקם and explained them. מי הוא? בספר פרי עץ חיים וגם בעולת תמיד מצינו סתם דבריו ברכה אחת. In these books we find that the opinion of the Ari stam dvarav is to make one bracha. Umimrutzat leshono, and from the language of the Ari, mashma denoteh achar shitat ha-sfaradim, it's mashma that the Arizal is following more the path of the Sfaradim in regards to this, of not saying a bracha tefillin shel rosh, levarech echad, but rather to make one bracha. Interesting point to note, if one does hear an Ashkenazi making a bracha on tefillin shel rosh, they make two brachot. They make on tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. You would not answer amen to that because there is a concept called amen levatala. Since according to your poskim, there is no bracha to be made on tefillin shel rosh unless there's hefsek. So in the case where there's no hefsek, you would not answer amen to that bracha. That's brought down. Chacham Avadia brings it down. B'shem the poskim. Okay. We'll stop now.